Chapter 22, A Coffee Guarantee. Robert was assigned the investigation of one interesting case. He had to question some witnesses. George, who was the first on the list, worked in technical support. Over the phone, he said that he was ready to answer Robert's questions and ask Robert to come to his workplace. In order not to lose time, Robert came to see him the same day. George treated him to coffee and prepared to respond. "Tell me," Robert began. But then the telephone rang. George picked up the phone and listened to the person on the line.
"I'm sorry, but I have to talk to a client," he said to Robert a minute later. "Our managers could not answer her question. I would have to take the call."
Robert said he would wait. The phone was set to the speaker, so Robert could hear the client very well.
"You see," she said, "the coffee holder was broken down on my computer. And the computer is still under warranty. That is why I want to exchange for a new one for free."
"A coffee holder?" George replied in response. "I don't remember such a model. Did you buy the computer with a coffee holder in our shop for sure?"
"Yes, of course," she said. "I have all the documents."
"It's interesting," George wondered. "Did you buy this model on some sale?"
"No, I did not," she said.
George repeated. "Well, then, describe where this holder is situated."
"Well, on this system unit," the girl explained.
"I don't understand anything," George shrugged his shoulders. "What coffee holder? It seems to me that we do not sell anything like that. Tell me, is there something written on it?"
"Wait a minute, I'll take a look at now," the girl said. "It seems like nothing. It says 32X.
32X?
George asked.
"Yes, exactly," she said.
Robert burst out with laughter, looking at George, who smiled too. Of course, they both realized that she put her coffee on the drawer of the CD-ROM.